Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mula, sitting in today and tomorrow, 888-455-1360. If you'd like to throw in your opinion on anything that we've talked about in the first hour, fine. I don't have a problem with going back and rehashing a few things. 888-455-1360. However, I have a question for you as we start the second hour. What do you think about the death penalty? Are you pro or are you con? Do you think the death penalty is a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? I know this is going to come as a shocker. It's going to surprise some people. Completely in favor. I know you didn't expect that out of me, did you, Mr. Compassion? I completely think it's a good idea. I think it serves two purposes. I think it is a deterrent to some for the crime. I think it does prevent some people from committing a heinous crime in the states that allow the death penalty. And I also think it is a fitting punishment for those that commit heinous crimes. I believe the death penalty should be allowed for anyone who produces, takes part in the production of child pornography. You produce it, you get caught producing it, you get convicted, you get put to death. Well, there are a lot of people who do not feel that the death penalty is appropriate. They feel that it is socially inappropriate. They feel that it is cruel and unusual punishment, and so forth and so on. And there's a concerted effort about the death penalty that the chemicals, the drugs that are used in order to put an individual to death, there seems to be a bit of controversy over these chemicals. So let's fire up the phones. Andrew in Green Bay is calling. Andrew, thanks for calling the show.
When should or is anybody concerned in any way with the conditions in which a scumbag double murderer dies? If a double murderer suffers, boom, freaking sniff, perhaps you shouldn't have killed anyone.
Yeah. You know what? You and I, our mercy meter is set on the exact same level of stun. I feel the same way. You heinously murder someone, and we are concerned that you suffered a little bit when we put you to death?
Not
really concerned.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's an interesting statement on our society, isn't it? We have more concern for the criminal being put to death, not a whole lot of sympathy for the victims of the crime. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you calling in. The case that Andrew is referring to, let's see here. At 1:52 p.m. yesterday, a day after the United States Supreme Court overturned a stay of execution granted by Federal Appeals Court, the execution of Joseph R. Wood III began. Normally it takes about 10 to 15 minutes for the chemicals to take effect. However, this particular circumstance took 2 hours, almost 2 hours, about an hour and 50 minutes. Now, some, oddly enough, these are the individuals that are on the defense team of this convicted murderer. They said that Mr. Wood gasped for air, that he suffered, and that it was excruciating for him to endure an hour and 50 minutes of the death penalty, of the chemicals. However, Stephanie Grisham, spokeswoman for the Arizona Attorney General's office, who are responsible for, that's right, getting the conviction on the individual, said, "I can tell you he was snoring. There was zero gasping nor snorting. That's just the truth. He was asleep." Huh. So the anti-death penalty individuals are saying the man suffered. The pro-death penalty individuals are saying, no, he slept like a baby. Mr. Wood was executed for the 1989 murders of his estranged girlfriend, Deborah Dietz, and her father, Eugene Dietz. Some family members of the victim said that they weren't concerned about the execution method. Quote, "This man conducted a horrific murder, and you guys are going, let's worry about the drugs," said Richard Brown, brother-in-law of the deceased Deborah Dietz. "Why didn't they give him a bullet? Why didn't they give him Drano?" Now, Jan Brewer, who is the governor of Arizona, said she wants to know what happened and what the deal is with the length of time that the execution took. A while back, I read a story that the manufacturers of the chemicals that are used to put an individual to death were very upset that their drugs were being used for that purpose and were creating a shortage. The first thing that I think of is, was that part of the problem? Let's go to Jackson in Manitowoc. Jackson, thanks very much for calling the program. Jackson, are you there? No, Jackson again has been abducted by space aliens. Enjoy your time, Jackson. Let's see. While justice was carried out, Governor Jan Brewer says, while justice was carried out, I directed the Department of Corrections to conduct a full review of the process. One thing is certain, however, inmate Wood died in a lawful manner, and by eyewitness and medical accounts, he did not suffer. This is in stark comparison to the gruesome, vicious suffering that inflicted on his two victims and the lifetime of suffering he has caused their family. Amen, and congratulations to you, Governor Jan Brewer. Now, the reason this is coming up, there was an execution in Oklahoma in April that kind of caused a problem. In Oklahoma, Clayton Lockett was gasping and writhed on a gurney for several minutes and then later died of what officials called a heart failure. Apparently, the needle, the catheter that was placed, did not get into a vein. It put the chemicals into his tissue instead of a vein, and that caused some real problems. Let's go to Ed in Sheboygan. Ed, thanks for calling the program. What can we do for you?
Morning.
Morning, sir.
See how any so-called Christian can support this barbaric method. We are the only advanced Christian nation that still engages in this practice. We know it's not a deterrent. State of Texas.
No, we do not. Hold on a second, Ed. We do not know that it's not a deterrent. That's your opinion, but it's not supported by facts.
Your fact. The state.
No, sir. It's not supported by facts. If it's supported by facts, give me the study. Give me the facts that say it is. I have got several that say it is that it is a deterrent. You talk to people that are in the business of combating crime. You talk to the individuals that are in the business of prosecuting crime. They will tell you that it is a deterrent.
Fact. Then you can talk. The state of Texas executes more people than any other state in the nation.
Yes, they put in an express lane. God bless them.
The homicide rate in Texas is twice that of Wisconsin.
So is the population of Texas.
The only reason it's done is vengeance. We know that.
No, that's not why it's done. Sir, you're giving an emotional response to a very serious issue. And I understand that, and I appreciate you have a differing of opinion, but you're going to combat an issue. You've got to come at it with facts, not emotion. And to say it's not a Christian thing to do, that is a weak, weak argument. I understand that we are supposed to have compassion on those that sin. I understand that. Turn the other cheek. I understand that. But there also comes a time, if you are a student of the Bible, when God says very clearly, justice must be done.
Jesus say that?
I'm sorry?
Would Jesus approve of the death penalty?
I believe so.
You think Jesus would approve of the death penalty? He would
I
not
do.
Even take up a sword in his own defense.
Right, because he had a job to do. Sir, you're mistaking, you're confusing the issue. Jesus had a job to do. Jesus had a purpose. Jesus did not take up defense of his persecution because his job was to take on the sins of the world and give us the pathway to salvation. That was his job. And that is why he did not take up his defense. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it is possible that this cup be taken from me, let it be so, but not by my will, but by yours, Father. So he asked, hey, is there any way that we can get around this? That was the man, but the God knew that that was his job. So, Ed, I appreciate you calling, but when we're talking about this, you got to pull emotion out and deal with facts. Justin, thanks for calling. You're out on the road. What can we do for you?
Personally, I think that they should go to a firing squad. It's cheaper, and I think they should use people that commit less heinous crimes than what constitutes the death penalty to clean it up. Maybe they'll think about it when they get out, and they can just, maybe that'll deter them from committing another crime that could be more severe and cause harm and death to somebody else.
We get into such a state of mind where we have to protect and we got to take care of the psyche and we've got to be careful not to harm. And, you know, we have to be careful. And we forget, like Jan Brewer said, Governor Brewer said, we forget about the pain and misery and the suffering that is inflicted on the families of the victims. There is an element that, why should I pay for a convicted murderer to be in jail and live out the rest of his life? Why should I? This individual committed a crime. The law of the land says in many states that that individual deserves to die. Well, then he should. So, Justin, thank you very much for calling. Chuck, we're going to take your call from Sheboygan, and then we'll probably go to break. Chuck, what's on your mind, and what can we do for you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Seth.
Sure.
I guess I just want to defend Ed. I believe one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
So, as he said, we're the most advanced high-tech country in the world. I think we could find some better alternatives. You get a case once in a while where you find out a guy was falsely in prison. And that happens too once in a while, and you hate to have the fate of a man's life in your hands only to find out after he's been put to death he's innocent. Yeah.
And, you know, addressing that, I think one of the things that needs to be implemented, and I believe it is the responsibility of the state, the prosecution, to pay for it, I would like to see mandatory DNA testing before an individual is put to death. There have been several circumstances where DNA evidence has proved that the individual accused of the crime didn't do it. But if DNA evidence confirms, then the death penalty commences. I understand the position of thou shalt not kill. I understand that. Jesus also said very clearly that we are to obey the law of the land. And in states that allow the death penalty, the law of the land is you commit a heinous crime, you suffer the ultimate consequence, and you are put to death. A lot of times when we have a religious discussion about these heavy issues, we forget about, we focus on God being compassionate and forgiving and loving and his grace. We focus on that. But we do ourselves a tremendous disservice when we ignore the fact that God is just. I didn't say fair. I said just. There is a distinction between fairness and justice. All right, Mariah and DePere, if you would, hold on for me. Let me take a break so I don't run out of time and give you plenty of time to make your statement. Marie, hold tight. This is the Jerry Bader Program. 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mila. We'll be right back.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.